From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 21st, 2016. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at arrl.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. In this week's report, regulatory issues top the ARRL Executive Committee agenda. Bidding kicks off in the annual ARRL online auction, and Aries Races is featured at the Joint Tribal Emergency Management Conference. Those stories and others, plus Bruce Page, KK5DO, with this week's satellite update, all coming up now.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Scott Honaker, N7SS of Snohomish, Washington, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
FCC and regulatory matters will fill the lion's share of the agenda when the ARRL Executive Committee meets on October 22nd in Chicago. Topping the list of action items is a review of enforcement strategies, a follow-on to discussions during the July 2015 meeting of the ARRL Board of Directors. This would include ongoing consideration of revised plans and strategies for improved amateur radio enforcement and actions to implement these. It would also address revisions to the ARRL Official Observer Program. The EC will also review the status of and comments filed on the ARRL Petition for Rulemaking RM11759 to the FCC, seeking changes in the 80 and 75 meter subbands and to restore 80 meter privileges for certain license classes, among other changes in those bands. The petition was filed in January. In addition, the committee will discuss comments filed in response to its request to the FCC to delete restrictions on symbol rates for data communication and the establishment of a 2.8 kHz maximum occupied bandwidth for data emissions below 29.7 MHz. The FCC's April 2016 report and order and notice of proposed rulemaking in ET Docket 15-99 will also be up for discussion. The FCC has yet to approve operational rules for the 2200 and 630 meter bands and finalizing the allocation of the 2200 meter band. The committee will also hear updates on various regulatory items affecting amateur radio. Some of the FCC proceedings date back 3 years or more. In legislative items, among other issues, the EC will hear a report on the status of H.R. 1301, the Amateur Radio Parity Act of 2015, with a focus on strategies to gain approval for the proposed legislation in the U.S. Senate during the so-called lame duck session of Congress following the elections in November. More details on the Executive Committee's agenda can be found on the ARRL website. Bidding has begun in the 11th annual ARRL online auction, which will continue through October 27th. During the past week, prospective participants have been able to view the nearly 300 items up for bid. Those planning to take part must register. Participants in past ARRL online auction events may use their previous login information. Items on the block this year include QST product review gear, already ARRL lab tested, vintage books and publications, previously owned gear, one-of-a-kind finds, items from the Last Man Standing TV series, and five of the ever-popular mystery boxes from the ARRL lab team. Some of the premier items up for bid from the QST product review inventory include the ICOM IC7851 HF and 6-meter transceiver, the Elecraft K3S HF and 6-meter transceiver, the ASU FTM-400DR 144 and 430 MHz transceiver, and the Ameritron ALS-1306 HF and 6-meter 1200-watt solid-state amplifier. Among the book offerings are Radio Stations of the World, a special 1942 defense edition of the Radio Amateur's Handbook, as well as many other vintage handbook editions. Proceeds from the yearly online auction benefit ARRL education initiatives. The auction site only accepts Visa and MasterCard. Each auction item has its own closing time. More information can be found on the ARRL auction website. From October 30th through November 1st, members of the Military Auxiliary Radio System, or MARS, will conduct a quarterly U.S. Department of Defense Contingency Communications Exercise, or COMEX. The quarterly exercise will offer training on the ability to provide communications following a very bad day scenario, when traditional forms of communication will likely be unavailable. Army MARS Program Manager Paul English, WD8DBY, said the exercise will involve interoperability between MARS and amateur radio participants participants and is open to all members of the amateur radio community. During this exercise, we will use 60 meters, local VHF and UHF repeaters, and NVIS techniques on HF amateur radio bands, English explained. Our goal is to have a conversation about the local conditions in and around your county. During the conversation, our operators will be asking basic questions. To kick off this exercise, Mars is encouraging the amateur radio community to monitor 5330.5 kHz from 0300 to 0400 UTC on October 31st, when Mars will conduct high-power voice broadcasts alternating between military stations on the East Coast and West Coast. Mars wants amateur radio operators to submit reception reports. For the remainder of the exercise, Mars personnel will be calling for amateur radio operators on the 5 60-meter channels, as well as on established amateur radio nets on HF and on VHF and UHF repeaters. Contact Mars with any questions about the exercise. Online, via podcast, and on repeaters around the country, you're listening to ARRL Audio News. Now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Several weeks ago, we reported on RAD-FXSAT and the bake test. The satellite underwent vibration testing for two of the three axes on Monday, October 10th at NTS in Boxborough, Massachusetts. The X and Z axis were tested with Y-axis testing following on Tuesday, and final testing completed on Friday, October 14th. That completes the entire shake-and-bake testing the satellite had to go through. Jerry N0JY, AMSAT Vice President of Engineering, reported, quote, all environmental and post-environmental tests passed. In the bag, another Fox in a box, ready for delivery and integration, unquote. Now it awaits the integration and launch. Now on to completing the last two in the Fox line of CubeSats. Thanks to Jerry N0JY and the AMSAT News Service for this story. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
The second IARU Region 2 Emergency Communications Workshop on October 11th focused on international issues facing amateur radio in emergencies and disasters. ARRL and IARU Region 2 sponsored the workshop, held in Viña del Mar, Chile, in conjunction with the IARU Region 2 General Assembly. ARRL Emergency Preparedness Manager and IARU Area B Emergency Coordinator Mike Corey, KI1U, and IARU Region 2 Emergency Coordinator Dr. Cesar Pio Santos, HR2P, co-chaired the event. Presentation topics reiterated and expanded upon themes discussed at the first Region 2 Emergency Communications Workshop held in Mexico in 2013 and raised some new issues. Attendees came from the U.S. and a dozen other countries, some outside IARU Region 2. Among other items, IARU Region 2 emergency coordinators will explore the possibility of an online emergency communication resource library available to IARU Region 2 member societies and amateur radio emergency communication participants. A complete wrap-up of the conference proceedings may be found on the ARRL website. On October 19th, the log from the 14,000th National Parks on the Air activation was uploaded to ARRL's Logbook of the World. It also put the ARRL program just shy of 750,000 contacts made from NPS units in 2016. With a little more than 2 months to go, the NPOTA community is abuzz with the possibility of breaking the 1 million QSO mark. NPOTA is the biggest operating event on the amateur bands this year. Tens of thousands of participants worldwide have gotten involved in NPOTA, learning about the National Park Service and the country and history it preserves. If you're sitting on the sidelines, don't. There's still plenty of time to join in on the fun. 24 activations are on tap for October 20th through the 26th, including the first-ever activation of Edgar Allan Poe National Historic Site in Pennsylvania and Bandelier National Monument in New Mexico. Details about these and other upcoming activations can be found on the NPOTA Activations Calendar. Now that Jamboree on the Air 2016 is history, the Boy Scouts are urging participants to file a JOTA station report in order to determine how things went. It's your perfect opportunity to share your stories, photos, and some numbers, JOTA Coordinator Jim Wilson, K5ND, said. The reports I've seen so far show some good turnout, particularly from Cub Scouts. We feel this is due to the new requirement for the Arrow of Light Award that asks Scouts to participate in JOTA. This is also no doubt responsible for the big increase in Jamboree on the internet registrations in the U.S., from roughly 100 last year to what looks like close to 500 this year. Reports are due by November 1st. Every station that files a report will be entered into a drawing for an ICOM ID51A Plus dual-band handheld transceiver and will receive a 2016 Jamboree on the Air certificate. Only Boy Scouts of America stations are eligible. Worldwide, we had 11,534 stations register for the event, Wilson said, adding that a rough estimate indicated 800 U.S. registrations and nearly 300 of those indicating amateur radio call signs. If that number holds, he said, it would indicate a dip in JOTA participation from 2015, when 346 turned out. Some of that in 2015 could have been due to the complexity of the registration system, he allowed. I assure you that the reporting system now is much simpler. Wilson said the U.S. Jamboree on the Air 2016 report should be out in early December.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Randy Allen, KA0AZS of Moraine, Ohio, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
And finally, for the third year in a row, the Amateur Radio Emergency Service and the Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service, ARES and RACES, were a featured component of the largest gathering of tribal disaster preparedness, recovery, hazard mitigation, and homeland security professionals in the United States. The annual conference, held in mid-September, was organized by the National Tribal Emergency Management Council and hosted by the Takiyokut tribe at their Santa Rosa Rancheria in Lemoore, California. Radio amateurs were prominent among the conference presenters. Two ARRL San Joaquin Valley section groups, Fresno ARES RACES and Tulare County ARES, pooled questions and set up special event station N8V with multiple operating positions on the lawn adjacent to the conference hotel. Throughout the week, many tribe members visited the special event station, picked up ARRL literature, and discussed building a stronger amateur radio presence within their tribes, both as a way to support their emergency and disaster preparedness and to bring their communities together. NTEMC Chairman Richard Broncho, KG7NRJ, welcomed attendees on opening day, September 21st, and NTEMC Executive Director Linda Zambrano, KE7RWG, provided an NTEMC Year in Review. Later in the day, Adam Geisler, KJ6YHN of the La Jolla Band of Luiseno Indians, was a panelist in an open forum, FirstNet Unscripted, about the First Responder Network Authority. Breakout sessions on September 21st and 22nd included a presentation on the National Tribal Amateur Radio Association by Nathan Nixon, N7NAN, Public Safety Programs Director with the Intertribal Council of Arizona, FirstNet's Second Steps, Real World Applications for Tribal Emergency Response with Geisler and Rita Mooney, KG5JAT, Texas Department of Public Safety, among the panelists. More information on the Joint Tribal Emergency Management Conference is available on the ARRL website. That concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2016 ARRL. All rights reserved. Until next week, I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. 73, and thanks for listening.